Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We're live because we're blessed to stay alive in this most existential of eternal moments. You tune into Blog Talk Radio, and we humbly suggest, and even maybe assert, we are the higher inner frequency of Blog Talk Radio. We call ourselves Soul Class. This happens to be Soul Class number 650. Preparations for receiving the Torah 3,329 years later. Installment number one. Blessed is our Creator. Shalom, peace, and bracha, blessing. With Creator's help, our next broadcast is taking place right now, May 28th, 2017, starting at 6:32 p.m. live from Turtle Island, Eastern Standard Time, a.k.a. the USA Unified Soul Actualization. Program content will engage on gleaning inspirations from a Hasidic mimer / discourse delivered by the Lubavitcher Rebbe on the Torah holiday of Shavuos in 5722, corresponding to the English calendar or the solar calendar date of 1962. As well, at the end of the program, I want to bring to your attention, there is a type of LifeSense technology which can play a significant part towards your efforts to maintain and even upgrade your wellness. It's called the Hilo LX, and we'll talk about it a little more at the conclusion of the program. Meanwhile, may the Eternal Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones in a peaceful and pleasant manner. The opening segue to today's humble effort is called Arba Bavot with the Lubavitcher Rebbe, which was an event called Yutes Kislev, which took place over 32 and a half years ago. And in order to proceed further into the show, we have to turn down the music. Okay, everyone. And thank you for those who are able to tune in live to this impromptu or semi-impromptu broadcast. The inspiration for today's humble presentation is based on, in fact, a teaching from Lubavitcher Rebbe from another Hasidic discourse that he delivered in 1989, corresponding to 5,749 years, blazing and grazing into the creation, a revelation from going back, originally, starting with the original two stewards on the earth, Adam and Eve, Adam and Chava, and in our days, the Rebbe mentioned that with each coming, approaching Shavuot, Matan Torah, or as the world would perceive it to be, the Bible-studying world, as the receiving of the Ten Commandments, when in actuality there was a transmission of 613 commandments during that stay that the Israelites, the 12 tribes of Israel, had stayed at that humble little mountain called Mount Sinai in the Midbar Sinai in the Sinai Desert. Also, I want to dedicate today's program towards the elevation of the soul of my father, Reb Shlomo Yaakov, Olav Shalom Ben Chuna David, Olav Shalom, my grandfather, his father, and as well wishes for all those who are in great need of Refuah Shlema, namely Yehuda David Ben Brocha and Aramatal Bas Bela, and for anyone else who is in need of healing, may it come in a way that's recognizable Hashem Rofe Basar, that the Creator is the healer of all flesh. So here we go, blessed souls. And again, I'm not translating word for word from the Rebbe's discourse, which was originally transmitted originally in Yiddish with Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh, spliced in by the Rebbe, but actually it was in a Hebrew translation of his original talk, and I've extracted points, and I want to mention that most of what you're reading is a softening of the language, because basically a person has to be well-versed in many of the axiomatic teachings of Hasidus, but rather this is to arouse your interest to learn more about Panimus HaTorah, the inner dimensions of Torah. This is again, the gleaning, the inspirations of today's presentation were gleaned from a teaching from the Rebbe the first night of Festival of Shavuos, a Torah-mandated holiday, in 1962, corresponding to Tavshin Chaf Beis. Preparing to receive the Torah for the 3,329th time brings to mind the wonderful opportunity afforded to us of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, to go outside of our daily activities and to greet the King of whom is the source of all peace. And with that being said, as an universal instruction as well, if we of the nation of Israel will go out of our daily mundanities to reflect upon the fact we're preparing ourselves now for the giving of the Torah for the 3,329th time, hopefully this will serve as a dugma chai, a living example for the nations of the earth, otherwise known as, well, on the other hand, we can call the nation of the earth, call Mishpacha Adama, all the families of the earth, also the Bnei Noach, all those who have direct physical lineage back to Noach Ish Tzadik, Noach the Righteous One. So ultimately we are all interconnected. And therefore there is a uniform, I believe in my humble opinion, that we are all interconnected by the fact that we are joined together by the common ancestor Noah, who also had a common ancestor for all of us, original man and woman, Adam and Chava, Adam and Eve. So let's go back and just understand this is not a teaching just for the Jewish people, this is a teaching for all the world. Based, again, gleaning inspirations from the Lubavitch Rebbe's Maimon Hasidic Discourse. Let's just start it all over. Let's rewind the tape. Preparing to receive the Torah for the 3,329th time brings to mind the wonderful opportunity afforded us of Israel and of the children Noah to go outside of our daily mundane activities to greet the King of whom is the source of all peace. Peace that transpired in the past. Peace that is occurring currently within this blessed world, and peace which will eventually become abundantly evident and easily perceivable by the human eye, internalized thought within the four corners of the human mind, and nesting within this surging and retreating process and experience of every heartbeat. Pursuing peace further, part of one's preparation for receiving Torah, is recognizing the one true Creator who generates peace within all realms of creation, and also generates peace which binds together any two opposites that may in fact exist within this blessed creation. From where the source of all peace emanates into creation, in fact, there are no opposites. Meaning, if we go back to the source of all peace, there's nothing diametrically opposed to source of all peace, or even to all the particularities that are, so to speak, coagulating, congealing, starting to be manifested, even just in potentiality. But from that place where the source of all peace, there are no opposites. There are no extremes. And when there does exist distinctions, there can't be peace, true peace. Yes, there can be temporary peace when we recognize our distinctions, even an illusionary form of peace. But sense of peace is ultimately sustainable. I should say that any sense of peace is ultimately not sustainable. There is no peace that's sustainable without the source of all peace being involved. And this source of all peace is Creator of all creation. Now, another perspective to assist us fine-tune our hearts, minds, and bodies for the giving of the Torah this particular year is further reviewing the concept of going outside of our normative perceptions, which is a form of going beyond our natural instincts, abilities and talents, and taking the opportunity of gaining new insights as to what we can accomplish to make this world more sustainable, empowered, and actualized. If we take a stance of even accepting the Torah but not seeking to expand ourselves, accompanied by happy, healthy lifestyles and humble gratitude concerning our own personal life experiences, we can fall prey to an angelic perspective of static spiritual growth with no motivation to grow and develop as the human beings we were, are, and always will be meant to be. Now, we're not knocking the angels, but they are in a category from Torah Shebo'al Peh as known as Omdim, those who stand. They stand in their place. They are the mechanics of the creation. So if we embrace the human healthy perspective, that growth and development, G&D, is what we are all about, we are privy to access potentially two forms of ascension. Ascension level one. Each advancement a human makes is orderly and intimately connected to the previous level of achievement he or she graduated from. Like, for instance, being promoted from kindergarten to then first grade, and the grades that followed until 11 years later from that initial first grade experience. And hopefully 11 years, any student who has successfully gone through an educational process, say like here in America, has grown from the initial acquisition of symbol recognition in the forms of language, the language of letters, letter language, mathematical numbers, and scientific symbols, to the point at the conclusion of his or her 13 years of education, hopefully they will be empowered to manipulate in a healthy way different letter forms, numbers, and symbols, and decide with that knowledge, which means shall he or she progress at this stage of their life, you know, around the age of 18, sometimes 17, 18 years old. And this is alluded to even within the pursuit of Torah and even human wisdom, as recorded in the book of E of Job in chapter 32, verse 7, quote, I had thought, let days speak out, let abundant years teach wisdom, end of quote. Wisdom, chokhmah, is part and parcel of a system devised by Creator called Seichel, intellect, which is generally comprised of comprehension and a cognitive grasp of a concept. This type of cognitive intellect builds upon itself, one intellectual foundation built upon the previous intellectual foundation which was established. Then there is ascension level two in the G&D experience of a human being, the growth and development experience of a human being, any relating to any man or woman. And this is predicated upon understanding our human souls before being sent on a mission to enliven our blessed bodies was in a state of bitul b'tachlis, totally nullified before the source of all potential within our infinite Creator. However, upon descending within this blessed world, we are forced to become ascenders towards our purpose in life. As well, the descension of the human body into this world, or the revelation of the human body in this world, and connection to soul with body, is likened to the union of male and female human being, separate from one another, until they become united as two bodies, but yet comprise one complete soul. There is elicited upon them the potential for activities, their very human powers and abilities can reach now into the realm of total actualization, each one according to their blessings, and as a unit, male and female. Yet, we do stop to point out the differences between male and female. Is not as great as the differences between soul and body. There are many differences between male and female, but even more differences between soul and body. As well, we point out that the body of an angel, as instructed us from our old Torah tradition, Tor Shabbat Peh, is primarily composed of Esh and Ruach, fire and spirit, while human beings' body, any man or woman's body, is composed of Esh, fire, Ruach, spirit, Mayim, water, and Afar, which is dust or earth. And this human body is privy to a human soul emboldened by an Or Eloki, driven by the power and the appointment devised by an infinite creator. After the initial revelation of the or a human soul in a human body, the continuation of this revelation is ultimately enhanced via learning Torah and fulfilling mitzvahs. That is to say, Torah and mitzvahs reveal within the human soul a quality of revelation higher than the source of Torah and the mitzvahs themselves. So you have the fusion of two entities, Torah and commandments, Torah and mitzvahs, and soul fusing with body. The human soul, naturally occurring in this world, its natural environment is within the human body. Yet it might not be evident to a human being devoid of even the most superficial awareness of this soul-body-male-female paradigm. Soul-body-male-female paradigm. Therefore, the awareness of the need for learning Torah and fulfilling mitzvahs, being they are the wisdom and desire, the chokhmah and ratzon of our Borei Olam, our Creator, for he and his desire are one, hu v'chokhmoso achad, chadhem. For he and his desire are one, which we all can learn more about if we go to a seminar work by the first Chabad Rebbe, Mishneh Zalman of Liadi, in chapter 4. Now, learning Torah and fulfilling mitzvos, or commandments, generate a recognizable firm attachment to Creator, actualizing a revelation which emanates solely, ultimately, from the koyach of the Ein Sof, the power of the infinite Creator. And therefore, the Torah and mitzvahs reveal a quality beyond all forms of limitation. These teachings are embedded within a purpose. These teachings are embedded within a response that was elicited out of the 12 tribes of Israel as they stood the very day before the receiving of the Torah, where they proclaimed publicly, Nasa v'nishma, we shall do and then we shall hear, literally, which implied then we will first do what Creator asks of us and then we will work on understanding exactly what he's asking of us. Now this is a divine service of Mesiris Nefesh, self-sacrifice, of self-nullification, self-abnegation, serving Creator with all your might, an experience of transformation until one's evil tendencies can be transformed into one's good tendencies. So it is understood, and hopefully we should be clear about this, going out of human limitations is something not achievable even the most devoted and elevated forms of angelic beings and their myriads of legions. Nor are human limitations going beyond nor can the human soul go beyond its human soul limitations while it is still in the heavenly realms, the ethereal realms, wherever the human soul is. It is only upon descending down into the human body that breaking through the limitations of human existence can be actualized. And when this human soul is enclosed in a human body, with a sense of dedication towards serving Creator, with b'chot modecha, with all of your strength, can an outcome beyond human limitations become possible. Of course, we humans must be assisted by Creator's blessings, and there's also the angelic realms that are engaged in these matters. And last but not least, we are also guided and empowered by righteous souls, the tzaddikim, who are here on this earth. Some of them are revealed to human awareness, and other righteous souls, other tzaddikim, operate under the mode of concealment as they've been guided to carry on their elevated activities undetected by the congregation of the human film experience. And with all this being said, culminating in a prophetic blessing by someone who is known as the Navi HaGaula, the Prophet of Redemption, may we merit in this time in preparation for the giving of the Torah for the 3,329th time, the fulfillment in a pleasant and peaceful way in Isaiah chapter 35, verses 3 through 10, where it is written, "Strengthen weak hands and give support to failing knees. Say to those of impatient heart, quote, be strong, do not fear. Behold, your Creator will come with revenge, with divine retribution. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. Then the lame man will skip like a gazelle, and the tongue of the mute will sing glad song. For water will have broken out in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The scorched place will become a pond, and the parched place springs of water. The abode where jackals rested will become grassland with reeds and bulrushes. There will be a path and a road there. It will be called the Road of Holiness. And no impure person will traverse it. It will be for them, the wayfarer. Even ignorant ones will not go astray there." Excuse me. "There will be no lion there. The boldest of animals will not ascend it. Will it not be found there? The redeemed will walk there. Then the redeemed of Creator will return and come to Zion with glad song, with eternal gladness on their heads. They will attain joy and gladness, and sadness and sighing will flee." And one of the great commentators on Scripture, the five books of Moses, and Tanakh, Rashi, mentions this way to Zion will be accessible to all deserving people, even to those who are unfamiliar with it. So, blessed souls, I implore upon you, I ask of you to consider, it is very worthy of our time now. Now we are now, I'll just start off that music for a second, we'll end with that music, from Yossi Cardorner, that we take the time to consider. We have a wonderful opportunity to go outside of ourselves. Yes, we can progress in an orderly fashion, but the greater opportunity lies in our opportunity to become very well aware of the fact that we can go beyond our limitations in a manner of b'chot maldecha, with all your strength, and not just make orderly, processionally bounded advancements, like from going from kindergarten to 12th grade, as it is here in America, the West, Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA Unified Actualization, where we can make jumps, not jumps in a way that are aberrations to proper human conduct, but ascensions that is readily apparent that a human being in a very normalized day-to-day effort can break through their limitations as a proper steward upon this earth, whether he be man or woman. With that being said, I'd like to conclude with the fact that, yes, I am a distributor of something which is called Life Sense Technology, Blessed Souls. It's called the Hilo LX. And you can learn more about it by checking out the following links. www.hilo.life. And there you can scroll down and see a two-minute video called Love at First Beat. And after that, if that whets your appetite, and I hope it will wet and arouse your appetite to learn more about this Life Sense Technology, you can go down and scroll down a little bit further on that website and see a video which is about almost 5 minutes long about our story, the history of World Global Network. You can also go to another website called www.catalyst777.hilo.life/CP8. Plus, I want to mention as well, there's a smorgasbord of free seminars you can watch on the net by going to www.hilo.money, which connects you to webinars delivered on a daily basis all around this blessed world. Last but not least, I direct you to visit my website store where you can purchase your own personal wellness technology. And that website of mine is, in fact, I just pull it out here. It is DZG World. Let me just, it's a little embarrassing. I forgot my website for a second here. Oh my gosh, I'm going blank here on my website store. But yay, yay. You know what? I'm going to have to go back to where I can access that information. You'll please forgive me. Well, you know, I'm still a rookie at making these presentations, so I'm more used to making the presentations of these Torah classes than I am for the Hilo LX, but that's okay. Everyone starts anew, and everyone's allowed to make a mistake. So let me just direct you to the website. Here we go. It's my website store is dzgdzg.worldgm.com. That's dzgdzg.worldgm.com. And there you can purchase your own Hilo LX, which I've been wearing since last Monday. And I can just tell you, blessed souls, it is connected to one of the commandments of the Torah. Nishma nafshal seichem, you should guard your soul, meaning you have to take care of your body. And this, the Life Sense Technology readings that one can access are such as you can take your blood pressure reading, you can do an EKG, you can see the number of steps that you're taking. It also measures your mood, and it can tell you if you're getting enough, if you're rested. And if it tells you you're not at full rest, and it's a good indication that you should try to get a little bit more sleep. With that being said, blessed souls, we're going to conclude with today's humble presentation with Yosef Kadurner's Shir Malos a cappella Tehillim, chapter 121. And I'd like to say the words in English before we turn to the Hebrew chanting out, with the only instrumentation here is the beautiful instrument of Reb Yosef Kadurner's blessed voice. And from chapter 121, Song of Ascents, I shall raise my eyes to the mountains from where my help come. My help is from the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to falter. Your guardian will not slumber. Behold, the garden of Israel, neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your guardian. The Lord is your shadow. He is by your right hand. By day, the sun will not smite you, nor the moon at night. The Lord will guard you from all evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from now into eternity. May this all manifest in a way of Ahava Chad, one love, Gorla Chad, one destiny, Kulon of all of us. But Darchinom Darchishom, in a pleasant and peaceful way. Laham Sheikh Bez Hashem Yisprek, to be continued with the help of the Most High. And I have to remind you, blessed souls, you've got to be good. I've got to be good. We've all got to be good because the Teva Tov Lehetiv, it is the nature of the good to do good, and the Creator is the source of our goodness. It gives us the power in an orderly manner, from strength to strength, but also in a way that we can break through our limitations if we want to serve Creator with all of our strength. B'chol modecha, with all of our strength. May we serve Hashem Creator with all of our strength in making our proper preparations for this coming reception of the Torah for the 3,329th time, from in the realms of this blessed creation, a tremendous positive revelation leading to the culmination and revelation of Mashiach Tzidkenu, our righteous Messiah, Torah Chadash Mititetzei, who revealed dimensions of Torah, even the greatest of prophets never accessed, whether it be the prophets of Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, or the Bnei Noach. Take care, everyone.
Shir Lama'alot Esa Einai El Harim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri Ezri Me'im Hashem Ose Shamayim Va'aret Al Yiten Lamot Raglecha Al Yanum Shomrecha הנה לא ינום, ינום ולא ישן, שומר ישראל. השם שומרך, השם צילך, על יד ימינך. יומם השמש לא יקקה, וירח בלילה. השם ישמורך מכל רע. ישמור את נפשך, השם ישמור צאתך ובואך, מעתה ועד עולם. שיר למעלה, אשא עיניי אל הערים, מאין יבוא עזרי מאים השם עושה שמיים וארץ אל ייתן למות רגליך אל ינום שומרך הנה לא ינום ולא ישן שומר ישראל השם שומרך, השם צילך, על יד ימינך. יומם השמש לא יקקה, וירח בלילה. השם ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך. השם ישמור צאתך ובואך, מעתה ועד עולם. הנה לא ינום, ולא ישן, שומר ישראל. השם שומרך, השם צילך, על יד ימינך. יומם השמש לא יקקה, וירח בלילה. השם ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך. השם ישמור צאתך ובואך, מעתה ועד עולם. השם ישמור צאתך ובואך, מעתה ועד עולם.